I think it's a combination of priest and therapist and hairdresser all wrapped into one. You know, you get it off your chest, but also there's someone here knowledgeable to help you and direct you, whether your problem is in the physical or spiritual realm.
Sit right there. Energy flows better in this direction.
I mean, this is the ultimate in life coaching.
Now, what I'm going to be doing is a full life pyramid spread. Past, present, future, about your love life, business, health, career. Now, first I'm going to ask you to shuffle the cards, then just concentrate on what you'd like to know most of all.
I tell a person what's about to happen, and then let them know why it's about to happen and how they can change it. Because if there were no way to change it, no way to fix it, no way to make it better, then what good would it be? It would just be depressing.
The first part of this spread is the lower part, and that will be in six cards laid across the bottom, and that represents past.
The first reading I can remember to a stranger. I was eight. And I was out in public with my family, and it was a big state park, you know, something going on. And I ran into a man and a woman, and they asked me where my mother was. You know, I told them she's there somewhere in the park, and I remember telling them that they had no children and that they would soon conceive a son. I was very embarrassed to say it, but something just prodded me that I had to tell them this. I thought they would be very upset. I thought that they would either laugh at me or tell me just to go away, and they didn't. The woman started to cry. The man said, "Thank you." And I went about my way, and a few minutes later, found my mom.
Whatever I see for you, I'm going to tell you. Good or bad, whatever it shows, I don't want you to hold it against me. Are you prepared to hear the truth?
A young man was brought to me by his mother, father, and other family members because he was considered mentally ill and was in and out of institutions. He was 18 years old. They were at their limits. They had no more answers. And so they came to me out of desperation. When I went into a reading, I discovered a drug abuse problem. He had been going to therapy for the longest time and lying to his therapist that he was not taking drugs. So everything that he was doing and everything the therapist was doing to try and help him did no good because there was an element there that the therapist was not aware of. Well, when he came to me, I was immediately aware of the problem and told him, you know, your problem is not anything that you think it is. Your problem is you need to give up cocaine. Okay? I can give a shortcut. So instead of having to dig and talk and have a person come back every week, I know when you first come in.
So far, do you have any questions about the things that I've told you?
Annoying, actually, would be the questions that are about the obvious, okay? I hate my mother-in-law, quote, and I never want to see her, quote. Why does my husband get upset with me when I tell him about his mother? Okay, that is obvious. Why he bothered to ask me this? That's his mother. You know, he's going to get upset. You never talk to her.
The next cards over that layer will be a layer of three, and that will be your future.
A lady came to me, and she was involved with someone and wanted to commit suicide, and she was all red in the face, and, you know, her hair was unwashed. She hadn't gone to work in 3 days. She hadn't eaten, and it was just terrible what I saw her going through over a situation that I knew would be over very shortly. That's what I told her. I said, this is all going to be ended with, and you're going to meet someone, and you're going to be so happy with it. This is going to be like a nightmare that you wake up from and doesn't mean anything. But she didn't seem very convinced when she left, you know. She said she would come back to see me in a couple of days, and she didn't. And then I heard that someone of that description was found in Lake Michigan. And so I said, oh, please, God, I didn't want to fail her. So about 2 weeks later, I get a phone call, and it's her. And she tells me she's doing fine and met someone new and, you know, the whole thing. And I was very, very happy for that. I have to say that is the worst I have ever felt, because I felt like I had failed her, had failed in my work. I think that would have been the worst failure I've ever had.
And there is a high card at the very top of the pyramid that represents the motivation behind all of this, what can be manipulated in order to change this to your benefit.
It's a great burden at times. When people come to me, they take what I say seriously. And I need to be correct. And I need to care about what these people are going through. I mean, I hear everything. They're in relationships with their sisters. Done an illegal activity at work. I get to hear very personal things that people would never say to anyone else. What I always tell the people who come to see me is that what I know and what I learn about them will go with me to the grave. And that's the truth. And that's where it stays. So therefore, I cannot speak about it with anyone, not friends or family, there's no other outlet. I don't know if it's politically correct to say, but I'm going to say it. I have a strong faith in God. Because without that, I think I would quit. Because it's not a bad haircut that will grow out. It's serious and it's important.
Now we're going to move on to the part with your questions. Whatever comes to your mind is what your spirit is telling you you need to know about. What are your first questions?
Wherever I go, and if they know that this is the work that I do, then yes, I will get, you know, you're psychic, you should have known I'd be later. You're psychic, you knew I was going to be here. Oh, I get that all the time. You know, I'm not an industry. I'm not a finely tuned machine. I had a very bad lung condition, and I was in the hospital several times and could not function in my work. And a lady called and said, well, I've been trying to get a hold of you. I want to make an appointment. And I said, I'm very sorry. It was so hard to get a hold of. I was ill. And she was, yeah, but. Yeah, but. So, you know, in those ways, I find sometimes that I think they feel that if I knew a cold was coming, I would have prepared for it. You know?
Now, do you have any questions about anything that I've told you? Are you satisfied with the reading?
There's a great need for what I do. That I do know. Because if there wasn't, they wouldn't be coming here. Trying to understand what's going to happen, or get a better understanding of what has already happened, is human nature. That's what we need.